Trump, Kamala Harris rejected Josh Shapiro because he's Jewish, fueling anti-Semitism. By Joel B. Polak on August 18, 2024. Former President Donald Trump told voters at a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, that Vice President Kamala Harris had declined to choose Governor Josh Shapiro as her running mate because he was Jewish, fueling anti-Semitism in America. Shapiro was seen as the likeliest pick, due to his position as the governor of a key swing state with 19 electoral college votes. But anti-Israel Democrats opposed him because of his Jewish faith and his pro-Israel past, and Harris chose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz instead. Trump said, "Your governor, by the way, just so you understand, I know some of you probably like him. I don't think he's a good person. I don't think he's good. I don't think he's good. But they turned him down because he's Jewish, okay? That's why they turned him down. Now we can be politically correct and not say that. I could say, well, they turned him down for various reasons. No, no, they turned him down because he's Jewish. That's why they turned him down. And I'll tell you this, any Jewish person that votes for her or a Democrat has to go out and have their head examined. Because if you see what's happening with Israel and Jewish people right now, there has never been a more dangerous time since the Holocaust. If you happen to be Jewish in America, there's never been anything like it. I'm seeing things I can't even believe it. And we want to bring about unity and peace and everything else. It looks like they're going to have nothing but riots out there in Chicago, at the Democratic National Convention. It's really a sad thing. But they turned him down for that reason. And they turned him down for a couple of other reasons, too. But the primary reason was that he's Jewish. And you don't think I know what goes on in their campaign? I know it well. I know it very well. She's a nation wrecker who is more liberal than crazy Bernie Sanders, you know, crazy Bernie. He's pretty bad, right? She is substantially more radicalized than crazy Bernie. You cannot have her as your president." Trump was referring to a GovTrack rating in 2019 that ranked Harris as the most left-wing member of the U.S. Senate. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.